Texte numéro 57. I don't have to post about my outrage. Neither do you. I am neither Jewish nor Palestinian, and none of my 6 regular jobs have anything to do with foreign policy. But most of the people on social media had made a statement, including various corporate brands, celebrities and influencers. Praying for Israel, Justin Bieber posted on Instagram over an image of what was actually Gaza. There's a facile version of taking a stand on social media that generates righteous backpatting but reduces complex issues to a simple yes or no. Taking simplistic stands can also lead to twisting words. Concern for Palestinians is portrayed as support for Hamas or hatred towards Israel or Jews in general. Anger about Hamas's deadly attacks on Israeli citizens is portrayed as denigrating the dignity of all Palestinian lives. When institutions offered statements that expressed sorrow for the loss of both Israeli and Palestinian lives, some customers demanded a revision that explicitly condemned their preferred villain. If these institutional voices stayed silent, it was considered newsworthy. 6 days after Hamas's horrific terror attack on Israel, a reporter at Women's Wear Daily wrote last Thursday, many major players in the fashion industry have remained largely silent in support of the victims on both sides of the conflict. Did we really need or want to hear from L'Oréal? Sitting with uncertainty is hard, especially when social media has primed us to expect perfect real-time information during traumatic events and to want instantaneous answers and resolution. Social media posts are not what bother me most, though. Instead, it's the idea that not posting is wrong somehow, that everyone needs to speak all the time. It discourages shutting up and listening and letting the voices that matter the most be heard. I'm not a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, but a passage in the book 12 Steps and 12 Traditions seems applicable here. Nothing pays off like restraint of tongue and pen, writes AA's co-founder. We must avoid quick-tempered criticism and furious arguments, which he calls emotional traps filled with pride and vengefulness. I'll admit I have posted on social media from a place of pride and vengeance, and as a writer, I'm perhaps less conditioned to practice restraint of pen. But thoughtful criticism is my goal, and while I've regretted posting half-formed thoughts quickly, I've never regretted waiting until I was less angry or not posting at all. In an environment where people are led to believe they should post or blurt out simplistic opinions, they will, for fear that others will think they're not informed enough. But a reactionary social media post tells you nothing about what they really think or know, cheapens the discourse and impedes progress. Adapted from the New York Times, October 2023.